Orange and the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, the Central West Mummy Awards for 2022 occurred over the weekend. It was a fantastic event by all accounts. And joining us online, it is the founder of the Central West Mums Group, Amy Zielinski. Good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, Neil.
I have some of my friends that went along to Saturday at the greenhouse in the private function room there. They said it was an amazing high tea event.
Well, I love hearing that feedback. I think there is a bit of that circulating at the moment, and I feel that it went really well. I had fun. There was a lot of beautiful people in the room, including most of the finalists. So it was a very special time to announce the winners finally.
Okay, we will do that in a moment and give them all a shout out here on Triple M. But tell me about the address that Erin Molan gave to the group there.
Yeah, so Erin delivered a stirring speech, making us all laugh, of course, with all her journeys through media, but also drawing upon her unsavoury experiences with social media. So it's quite raw. Obviously, you know, videos were off. She got to talk to us with a lot of authenticity. And really, it was embraced by the whole room. Everybody was captivated by her stories of sheer grit and persistence, from landing her first TV role right through until obviously this cyber sort of bullying online safety act that she passed. So it was really great. And there were, you know, lots of questions, and she was just really fabulous. I think she was a great guest speaker to have.
Indeed she was. Now, the Central West Mums Award, why did you start this a few years back?
Yeah, look, the main reason that I started it was really building up on our social capital, you know, which is, well, you know, I talked about how it's so important to build up our common sort of purpose resources in the community, you know, all of those things that make us healthier, happier, wealthier individuals, you know, finding better jobs, those kinds of things that make us stronger. So obviously connecting, bringing people together and connecting with our community, is a core part of it. But just all of those social capital items like talking, connecting, giving, caring, sharing, you know, valuing and trusting. This is what it's all about. And I think it's just beautiful to be able to highlight and celebrate these amazing everyday people achieving amazing things, but they're just so humble. They're so modest. You know, a lot of the winners were just so humble to receive an award, and yet they're doing really what I think are extraordinary things beyond our usual roles, in the community. So,
okay, six categories. Run us through the categories and who the winners were of each, please.
Okay, so, I guess I'll start with Mum of the Year, Lisa Miller from Nashdale. And she, she's just a beautiful mum who's gone through all of these other challenges as well, but stoically sort of gone through that journey. And you can read about that on our website. We've got Angel of the Year, so that's predominantly, you know, volunteers. And Mary Mulhall, who I think is extremely well known in the Molong community and everywhere else. She's won that Angel of the Year, so it was lovely to meet her. Business of the Year, Tanya Lee Holmes from Imperfectly Perfect Sugar Cookies. She's a big advocate of disabilities, she has acquired her own disability 6 years ago, but she's just basically trailblazed. Like, she's created this amazing community with her cookie company as well. So she's got a great story there, and she's from Bathurst. Educator of the Year, Amy Collins. She's an early childhood educator, and again, very, very humbled to receive that, but just is very dedicated, because all of these, you know, categories, like, this is why I've come up with them, they're all, they've all been under, I guess, unprecedented pressure over the last few years with COVID, and continue to be very important in our community. Hero of the Year, Carmen Gould from Parks, and incredible sort of foster carer, and, you know, just everything she's done for so many kids over the years. There's a beautiful story there that you can read about. And, of course, Garden of the Year, Donna Jones, who really is a great inspiration in terms of sustainability and, you know, and all of those things that go into a garden that you can enjoy. And she sort of had her own personal journey of cancer as well. So, so that's it. Like six beautiful people across, you know, six categories. And it was just really lovely to be able to highlight them and celebrate them there.
Yeah, and I must say to all the runners-up, congratulations on being nominated and considered for these very prestigious awards.
Absolutely. They were all deserving. I think we had about 20 or more finalists across the categories, and all of them were deserving, but we can only have one winner, Neil. So,
indeed. If you want to find out more, centralwestmums.com.au, that is the website. Amy Zielinski is with me. Amy, thank you as always. Nice to chat. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.